As a seemingly average excelling student at Messiah Lutheran School, Mary has her drama-filled days. Most of the drama, if not with friends, is purely anxiety and panic attacks. Mary's panic attacks come from her hypochondria, which she developed over spring break last year from being stung by a jellyfish. She thought she was going to die. Fortunately, Mary's alive to talk about it and wants to let others know of her condition. Although it is strange and not many know of it, she is glad to get the word out.
Whenever I'm doing anything, something that will happen that will cause me to have an anxiety attack. It's really scary, and the more I focus on it, it becomes worse. Although I know the things I'm worried about, like diseases or mainly heart attacks, aren't really going to happen to me during the attack, they just seem so real. It affects my everyday life, in like I have no control over when or where I'll be having a panic, and the attacks are random, and they often ruin my entire day. It makes me really anxious and a worried person, which isn't a good thing to be. It sometimes causes me from going to places or doing things I normally want to do. I wish I could learn how to overcome anxiety so I can live a peaceful and uninterrupted life.
Mary's peaceful and uninterrupted life sometimes continues over to the weekends. She often finds herself declining invites to her friends' birthday parties for fear something may go wrong or just the fear of having an attack.
Sometimes it causes me to stay home from social events, obviously restricting me from my friends. My close friends understand my anxiety, but some of them think I'm a murderer. My sister, my dad, and brother all have anxiety, so they can all relate to me. My mom doesn't have this, but she's a great supporter and always talks me out of my diseases.
With the support of her entire family, they're willing to do whatever it takes to keep Mary calm, even if they know it is more of a placebo effect. Mary constantly talks about her and her mother's frequent 30-minute trips.
Sometimes if I drive to the hospital, that always calms me down because I know the doctors will save me if I'm really dying. I've been to a psychiatrist, but I'm unsure if I'm officially diagnosed or not. Hitting my head always triggers it because it just makes me really anxious. Like I said, my dad has anxiety, and my dad's parents don't seem to have it though. My mom's side of the family is fine.
So have you had it your whole life?
I haven't. I believe I had it my first anxiety attack while I was on vacation last spring break. I was stung by a jellyfish and thought I would have been killed by its venom. It was actually really scary for me to even think about.
And like most of us in middle school or high school, there are a lot of things we don't like to think about, especially not homework, another one of Mary's triggers for minor attacks. However, as we have to bear on and struggle through our homework, so does Mary with her anxiety.